fourth year, how have you seen this evolve?
Well, I mean, from the first year, I can still remember when we were all standing around wondering if anybody was going to show up to the event. And then we started to hear that the traffic was backed up on Speedway. So 50,000 people turned out the first year. There were 100,000 people last year. So there really was this huge pent-up demand for not only books and learning and education, but just to spend a wonderful day on the university campus in March. So.
And I heard something is the fourth largest in the country?
It is. We've grown to be the fourth largest book festival in the country. I think we trail the LA Times Festival of Books and one in Miami. And I think there's one other, and then we're the fourth largest. And there's tons of book festivals. It's not like there's only five or six of them. There's a lot of them.
And what have you learned along the way? What has this process taught you about the importance?
Well, I mean, I've learned a couple things. I've learned that if you have great volunteers and incredible sponsors, you can put together an event that makes a difference in our community. You know, in terms of, for me, it's all about education and literacy. I mean, we want to put on a terrific literary event, and I know we've done that. But underlying all that, we want to make sure we focus on literacy and education in our community and give everybody a chance to improve their education.
And are there any big changes or new additions this year?
Well, there's always something. We try to add something new every year. This year we've expanded the Science City, we're calling it, and I think everybody needs to take a look at that. It's on the east end of the mall, and it'll have everything from stuff on the body, the brain, the natural world. Almost any type of science that you can imagine. Plus, there'll be tours. For the first time, they're opening up the Mirror Lab. The Flandreau Planetarium will be open. They're also taking tours of the Optics Building, which is an incredible building, if you've never been in, just even architecturally. But there's a museum upstairs. And they're also taking tours of the Physics Building. So I think that's one thing that I would encourage everybody to do. The Tohono O'odham are here for the first year. They'll have a small pavilion. So we're looking forward to their participation as well.
And it's just as much for the parents as it is for the kids?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, this is for all age ranges. From, like Mary Jan said earlier at the press conference, from people that are very, very young to senior adults. And I think if when you're here on the campus, you'll see that there are people of all ages.